Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will use this city as a tool of witness in the lives of those who are struggling to live godly for you. I pray that it will bring deliverance and set the captive free. Lord, as it goes beyond the prison walls, the highway and byways, that it will compel those to come unto you. Lord, those that are struggling, that they'll begin to live victoriously. And Lord, when that race is over and it is all finished, Lord, they can come unto you and you will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. You're a great God. Yes, you are. You're a great God. Yes, you are. A holy and righteous God. A wonderful, mighty God. You're an awesome, awesome, awesome bishop. Hallelujah. You're a great God. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. 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 You deserve all the glory and all the praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. You're a great God. You are great. You're a great God. You are great. Y'all believe that today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a great God. Yes, he is. He's a mighty God. Yes, he is. A thunderous applause for the great God Jehovah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I feel praise up in the house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you've been through anything, you know the song said you don't have to wait till the battle's over, but you can shout now. Better learn to praise on while you have the chance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And just in case, I came to let the devil know, I'm going to be talking about some storms today. That we can praise him through the storm. Hallelujah. We can lift him up through the storm. Hallelujah. We can make it through the storm. We can run through the storm. Hallelujah. We can get all what we need through the storm. Hallelujah. Storms never stop you from praising God. Storms ought to make you praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He come to the level shutter. Hallelujah. You know, I guarantee y'all gonna be saying, now why is she saying that's one thing she love about the devil? Because he make me give my God some praise when I feel like it and when I don't. Hallelujah. 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 See, somebody got it twisted. Somebody got it twisted. They stop praising him when it's a time they really should add glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to praise him before the sermon is preached. We're going to praise him in the midst of the storm. Because, hallelujah, sometimes the storm has to subside. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just came to serve. The devil noticed. Survived too many storms to be concerned about raindrops. Hallelujah. 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 too many storms, Pastor, to be concerned about the raindrops. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can be seated if you can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, God. Thank you, Lord. First, giving honor to God. Woo! That is the strength of my life, the very reason why I exist. Thank you, Jesus. Then giving honor to my pastor, my husband, my friend, my confidant, the saints of the Most High God, to the media, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and any other way you watch the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you this morning, for it was your grace that rose us up this morning. It was your love that lied us down on last night. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we are so grateful because we're living above the grave. And God, we have no complaints. Nothing but that you are good. You are great and greatly to be praised. Thank you, God, this morning that we are not leaning on our own understanding, but we're acknowledging you in all of our ways that you may direct our path. God, have your way this morning. Take away my lips as a speaker, and Lord, you speak through me. If it's not you, God, don't let it be said. Let everything, God, that you intended to be birthed out this morning. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise. Storms is a violent disturbance of the atmosphere with strong winds and usually rain, thunder, lightning, or snow. Now, I want you to get a hold of this. Raindrops is a single drop of rain. Now, if you done been through a lot of storms, why in the world are you concerned about a raindrop? Storms symbolize God's power. Storms represent divine punishment, such as the flooding of the world in Noah's time, as a tool of prophecy as seen in Isaiah 28 and 30, or as in Revelation when Jesus walked on the water or tamed the sea. Storms are in Jonah's situation. And I just came to tell the devil today, I'm trusting God through the storm. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trusting God through the storm. Because let me tell you, it's kind of like life. When one thing come and it go, another come and it go. But we know that God is able to control it all. Amen. So I came to let them know I'm trusting God through the storm. Amen. My beginning text is coming from, it said these things from Romans 12 and 12. These things have I spoken unto you. In other words, the Lord let me know that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. So he letting you know you're going to have some storms. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Trust in God in the storm. Have you ever ran from the will of God in your life? Thinking, I could never do that. That's what Jonah did. God told him to go to preach to the people of Nineveh. But instead, Jonah went in the opposite direction. He made his way to the seaport of Joppa and boarded a boat headed for Tarshish. But the Bible tells us that the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up, Jonah 1 and 4. The seasoned sailors on board was panicking. This was a storm they'd never seen before. They tried to figure it out why the storm had happened. Eventually, Jonah admitted that the storm was because of him. So they threw him over the side of the boat. Now, I don't know about you, but my fear was water. So if I was the troublemaker and they threw me over, I probably would have died before I hit the water out of shock, stress, turmoil, what have you. But they threw him over. It's something that I want to clear in this and bring it out to you. You may have seen it. You may haven't. He didn't know a great fish would come along and swallow him. remember, tumultuous ocean waves were pitching overhead, and he probably thought, this is it for me. But the Bible tells us he prayed from the fish's belly. What did Jonah get a revelation? In the midst of the storm, I'm a pray. Hallelujah. And I believe God is going to deliver me. Now, of course, we know he was shut up in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights. Now, we laugh about it. We say he had a forced fast because I don't think he was eating nothing in the belly of that whale. Praise our God. As my life was slipping away, I remember the Lord, and my earnest prayer went out to you in your holy temple, Jonah 2:2-7. God would never leave us without help. So he sent the great fish to take Jonah to the shore. Check it out. Now that's better than Uber, taxi. Praise God. Even the ship that sailed the seven seas. God, hallelujah, shut him up in the well, then nicely took him to the shore. I believe Jonah got an understanding. God told me to go to Nineveh. He didn't tell me to board the ship and go somewhere else. Storms will come in our lives as Christians in the form of a calamity or hardship of some kind. It might be a medical issue, a marital problem, a legal issue, or something else. The list goes on and on. But there are three kinds of storms that a believer will face. First, there are perfecting storms, when God allows hardship in our lives to make us stronger spiritually. Job went through a perfecting storm. The Bible said when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. When your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. And that's James 1:3-4, NLT. 2 Thessalonians read, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Next, there are protecting storms. That's the kind the disciples experienced on the Sea of Galilee after Jesus performed his most popular miracle to date, the feeding of the 5,000. He delivered his disciples from what would have been a lot of adoration. That means flattery, excessive admiration or praise, which would have created a lot of problems. So they went through a protecting storm. Sometime God will slow you down so that the evil ahead of you will pass before you get there. Sometime God will slow you down so that the evil that was coming for you will pass before you get there. You ever been late for work and you looking for your keys and you can't find them? And then when you finally find them, they was right in the front of your face. And you said, Lord, because there was an accident waiting with your name on it. But God said, not so. Hallelujah. It passed before you got there. Be thankful for closed doors, detours, and roadblocks. They protect you from the path and places not meant for you. The only way God can show us he's in control is to put us in a situation that we can't control. Whoa, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I can't control this situation, but God can. Whew. Before talking about the last type of storm, remember during the storms of life, listen to this. A doctor can save your life. A lawyer can defend your life. A soldier can give you peaceful life. But only God can give you everlasting life. Put everything in the right perspective. A doctor can save your life. A lawyer can defend your life. A soldier can give you peaceful life. But only God can give you everlasting life. Thank you, Jesus. Lastly, there are correcting storms. We basically bring these storms upon ourselves. You ever done that? Yes. You did it. And you blaming God. Sound like Jonah. And reap the consequences of our action. Jonah was in a correcting storm. It was his fault. He brought it upon himself. Keep in mind, listen to this. Now I want to talk to those that think you can do wrong and get by or not change. Jonah went down in a ship and went to sleep. Why in the world Jonah went down and took a nap when he was wrong? Thank you, Sister Tracy. The whole time. Until somebody came to him on the ship. In other words, wait a minute. Why are you sleeping and everybody praying to their God? Get up and pray to your God and let's see if you're the one. So what happened? They drew lots. And the lot fell at Jonah. So Jonah, and I told Pastor, I said, Jonah didn't readily admit that he was the one that was wrong. Until the lot. And then they threw him over. And I guess he was being nice saying, throw me over. They were going to throw him over anyway. You ever been like that? You stir up trouble. How do you say, Pastor, you throw the rock and hide your hands? Like, I ain't done nothing. You the culprit. But then, you're going to have the nerve and say, you got peace. No, you don't. No, you don't. You can't have peace when you're disobedient. You can't have peace when you're lying. You can't have peace when you're stealing. You can't have peace when calamity. You can't have peace. You can hide it. Hallelujah. But you can't have peace. You might have that look on your face like ain't nothing wrong, but you ain't got no peace. Because the Bible lets you know. And guess what? Eventually, if you don't get it right, God gonna throw you over. Maybe not in the sea. But he going to deal with it. Maybe you messed up. You're saying there's no hope for me. Whatever situation you're in, God put you there for a reason, a lesson, and a purpose. Tell the enemy, listen to this. I'm too positive to be doubtful. I'm too optimistic to be fearful. And I'm too determined to be defeated. So I ain't going down like that. David didn't submit a resume. Listen to this, Sister Prescott. David didn't submit a resume, but God told Samuel about him. Somebody looking at your resume that you didn't even send. Send it in on down the line to the principal office. Just wait on it. It's coming. He didn't send a resume, but somebody did. God did it. May God mention you to someone who will take you to the next level. It's coming. It's coming. You better believe it's coming. And God has impeccable timing. It's something else that God got for you to do until, because see, them kids need you. Somebody else ain't going to treat them like you do. So until you become principal, you got to watch them chitlins. It's coming. It's coming. Whatever consumes your mind controls your life. Some people are submitting resumes and applying for positions, being in bondage and slavery again. Who want that type of job?
Amen.
Well, Sister Hayes, how does that happen? Getting in God's way. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Prayer should be the key in the morning and the lock at night. Key in the morning, turn it up, hallelujah. And at night, the Lord will lock it up and won't let the enemy do anything to you unless he ordained it. Don't jump ship, stay the course, the wind will change, blowing you to calmer seas. You must not abandon ship in a storm because you cannot control the winds. Don't let people pull you into their storm, pull them into your peace instead. Unforgiveness is choosing to stay trapped in a jail cell of bitterness, serving time for somebody else's crime. Unforgiveness is choosing to stay trapped in a jail cell of bitterness, serving time for somebody else's crime. Now, I don't like to go to jail anyway, but that right there. Whew. The devil doesn't care if you go to church or read your Bible as long as you don't apply it to your life. Read it all you want, don't apply it. You know what he's sitting back there saying, you fool, I got it. Because it said the demons believe in what? Tremble. They fear God. They got good sense. The devil, do you know that, listen to this, do you know that an entire sea of water can't sink a ship unless it gets inside the ship? Right? You got it? You don't know that an entire sea of water can't sink a ship unless the water gets inside the ship. Is that right, Pastor? All right, let me give you a similarity. The negativity of the world can't put you down unless you allow it to get inside of you. People mess you carrying ain't got nothing to do with you, and you letting it weigh you down. The water can't sink the ship unless it get in the ship. So the negativity can't take you out unless you let the negativity get inside of you. It's going to be people that don't like you. They didn't like Jesus. But guess what? He still went to the cross. Hallelujah. We still got to go and bear our own cross. Because what? We are more than conquerors. More than a conqueror. Oh, I love that. He didn't just say I was a conqueror, but I'm more than a conqueror. I'm destined to be bad. Glory to God. I want the devils of hell to know I'm walking in God's favor. What can you do to me that God didn't allow? Trust me, honey. If he take me down, he'll raise me up, because the power belongs to God. It belongs to God. He can do the double shot. Thank you, Jesus. We got to realize why God allowed the storms to come into our life. This year in the United States, think about it. Our nation around the world have seen storm after storm and every conceivable kind throughout our land. We witnessed political, economical, social, medical, and weather-related upheavals all at the same time. These storms reveal a number of socialites, but most importantly, they reveal underlying problems in our hearts and lives. What did they say COVID did for people? They had a chance to stay in, couldn't go out, think about it, not do no dastardly deeds, no crimes, streets was clear. Had time, they were saying that in China, there were so many divorces because they couldn't stand to be together because all they ever did was work. That's sad. True, but sad. I enjoyed that time with my husband. We had to come up here every day, but I enjoyed that free time. How about y'all? Amen. Got so used to it, didn't you? When Pastor said time to come back to church, had to take your jammy jams off. Had to stop cooking. And anything else. But these are the reasons why storms. First of all, I want to say that bad things happen simply because we live in a sinful, fallen world. God does not cause bad things to happen. Bad things happen because sin pervades our world. And as unfortunate as it is, sometimes horrible things happen to good people. You ever heard people say that? I don't understand why bad things happen to good people. It just happens. But it doesn't diminish the power of God, because God is still God. I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe when it's hurricanes and it destroys everything, what do that seem to do? It builds up the communities, because then they got to get together and work and try to help each other build up. You see, we don't see it like that. We see catastrophes. We see lives lost. But guess what? God is doing something under the mess. Under the mess. Sometimes people say, I couldn't live without you. Pastor, I'd be sad if you go, but I believe God gonna hold me strong. As like you. My son, he was devastated because of what happened. I couldn't tell him why God did it, but I said, I know the hand of God is in it. And God will keep you. He will restore you. He will bless you. You see that young man right there? God gonna raise him up. I don't know what God gonna do in his life, but it's gonna be great. I don't know what kind of storm you're in right now, but I'm telling you, don't lose heart. You will get through it. You might feel like your marriage is over. Well, if it's over, God knows how to restore it. He'll either restore it or he'll build another one. Now, somebody might say, now we don't say what God won't do.
Right.
I've seen it happen too many times. Amen. God does not. Yet when we put our life in his hands, our good God will use the storms of life to mold our character and refine our nation. Sometimes there are things hidden in us that maybe we don't even realize is there. And when those things happen, it brings it out. I was telling my husband, I said, I don't understand. I be praying, and I still have a rough time with people. I told Grace, I said, Grace, forgive you me, my mind striving to live holy. But it seemed like they keep trying me. And I thought about it. You ain't got there yet. They going to keep trying you until you get it right. I'm talking about me. Same old test. I don't care where it is. Same old test. She said, well, me, Mom, that wasn't bad. I said, it wasn't good either. And she said that because she loved me. But I said, you know I'm going to get there. Praise God. Because I have a desire to live right. Can't nobody talk about you like you. Amen. Right? Is that right? And I make no excuses. I'm trying to change. Praise the Lord. I am filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized in Jesus' name, and I speak in tongues as the Spirit give utterance. And I thank God that I still house it. Hallelujah. Because you know, we were somewhere, I ain't going to say the name, Sister Henderson, looking at me. And the sister said, oh, yeah, I know. They weren't talking to me because I'm going to lay my heart. Oh, God. I got a joke right there because when they said they was going to lay that Holy Ghost down, I would never lay it down. It wasn't mine when I picked it up. God gave it to me. Hallelujah. And I'm so blessed and fortunate. Lay it down. And then they said, I'll do thus, thus, and thus. And then I'll pick it back up. I'm thinking to myself, oh, no, baby. It don't work like that. You ain't going to lay it down and pick it up. You might not. And hallelujah. You may not have it. The Bible said that God inhabits the praise of his people. He's looking for a vessel to, hallelujah, to live in. That want to live right. That want to do right. That, hallelujah, want to glorify God. Oh, no, no, no. I ain't laying this good old Holy Ghost down. Hallelujah. I praise God for his wonderful works. I praise him for being a good God. Oh, no, 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 no. Whew. And I done been through some things. And I done felt like fighting at times. But I just couldn't lay my Holy Ghost down. I thank God for being tested by the test of time. Whew. Just keeping it real. Hallelujah. It was the Holy Ghost that kept us. It was the Holy Ghost that didn't let me do anything. And I thank God. I'm still a building under construction. No matter how long I've been saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we feel like storms are bad. Deacon Chick, 5 minutes. Thank you. As we draw to a close, we feel like storms are bad when in fact, they are good. For those who trust in God, storms mold us into the image of Christ. They refine our character in the way that only come through a storm. We're forced to examine why and how we respond the way we did, how I just said. The storm confront long-time underlying fears in our lives. And the thing that I love the most about God is that he created the storm just for me. He loved me enough to bring me to a place where I can learn of him. Amen. I want to be resilient in the Lord. And I want to take God at everything that he has for me. Everything he has in store, he's going to do it. New Life, let me tell you something. You're great. You have to see yourself how God sees you. Stop letting people pull you into places that you don't know. Let me tell you, some people you do need to cut loose. Every time you turn around, there's some mess. Cut them loose. That's what the Lord is telling you. Cut them loose. Everybody wasn't meant to be your friend forever. Some of them is more dangerous than you allow because they trying to hurt you and you smiling and thinking everything is all right. They not. The young lady was telling me something. She said she didn't realize she had got close to the young lady and the young lady was going back and tell the other lady everything she could do to hurt her. You got to know who you labor among. You got to know that God is in your stead. Amen. So as I close, I'm going to sing this little song, Pastor. All right, Dick Chick, I'm done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just a little bit of it. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow's grass, and he leads me beside the quiet stream. He restores my failing hand, and he helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. Saved in his arms. At this time, altar call is open. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody desire prayer? We have altar workers that have prayed for you. You need something from the Lord? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, mighty God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Madison. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God's love is extravagant. His friendship to me is intimate. God's love is extravagant. His friendship to me, ooh, intimate. God's love is extravagant. His friendship to me, yeah, ooh, intimate. God's love is extravagant. Extravagant.
intimate, so intimate. Hey, yeah. Something about the love of Jesus. Something about it. Something about it.
Thank you, Father. I gotta give you thanks. Because, Lord, everything that you have done, I didn't look at it now. I thank you, Lord, for the release of every chain. Everywhere I go, God, I gotta give you praise. Because you have heard my cry. We have been smothered by the grace of God, and it has brought us joy. Therefore, Lord, we was able to make a joyful noise in this city. We have learned to forgive, and with that in mind, God, I just can't stop praising you. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise.